Good day, all friends of Following Padre Pio. And today we're going to be looking at how Padre Pio prepares his spiritual son for visions of Jesus in the future. Hello, I'm Edward Urban with a YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, at which we look at the absolutely incredible life of Padre Pio, the mystic and miracle worker, the Capuchin monk, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you. Of course, if you're new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe these videos. And to be more involved with the Padre Pio apostolate, then please do enroll your Mass prayer intentions for next Friday's Mass to Padre Pio. Now, our story continues. Luigi Gaspari, at this point, he was a teenager and he had just been to confession with Padre Pio. And after that, he became a spiritual son of Padre Pio. So what was so special about Luigi? At the time, Padre Pio had the impression that Luigi's soul needed to be prepared for future visions that he would receive from the Sacred Heart. So Padre Pio was starting to prepare him for these. And part of this process is this letter we're going to read that follows. This letter was actually from Padre Pio to a spiritual daughter and then written by her. And it was handwritten, and Luigi received direction, we could say, from Padre Pio to face the many difficulties. And yet at the same time, Padre Pio didn't want to reveal to him what his future mission was. And we begin. Meine gute Luigi, which of course in English, my dear Luigi, it has been a while that I've wanted to write to you, and now I just cannot wait to let you know the wishes of our father Padre Pio. And he desires your compliance, because as his spiritual children, we know we cannot deny this to him, even if it is extremely difficult and a sacrifice. And the lady writing the letter says to Luigi, for some days he has been instructing me to tell you in his name, on his behalf, that he desires that you, Luigi of Bologna, study more. Luigi is in trouble. He hasn't been studying properly at school. And he says, for he sees in his prayers that the school year will pass without you becoming more informed, without learning. And he tells me with gentleness, she says, it seems to me his mild words have expressed this suffering that's really going on in his heart, for he feels about your lack of work and effort. And she says, I felt so sorry, but unfortunately I cannot express it in words. But he told me he was happy with your attitude in church and that you must continue with this, but that you should pay more attention and even more fervor when you receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, when you receive him into your heart. And so he's balanced a little bit of a reprimand with something good, a compliment. That's how Padre Pio was. My dear Luigi, be glad that Padre Pio draws attention to what Jesus wants from you. How he suffers when his spiritual sons do not keep their promises that they have made. You are responsible for that before the majesty of God. She's really trying to compel him to study a bit more. Are you going to do nothing about that? No, and I'm more sure than my life, dear Luigi, that one who has such a good mind as yours and does not want to use it, that he makes our dear father suffer while we do not face these trials. I ask you, dear Luigi, do everything after you have read this letter so that he does not have to worry anymore, which makes his heart so heavy and so much more blood loss. And part of that, of course, was the blood loss from the stigmata which Padre Pio had. Always have a strong will, as our dear Holy Father expressly wishes. Let us be united in trying to comfort his suffering heart, which is really the heart of Jesus. So Padre Pio is so closely united with Jesus that it's like the one and the same heart. All the holy blessings of the Father. This is from Olympia Pia Cristallini. Padre Pio has obviously achieved his objective. Years later, Jesus appears to Luigi, asks him to write these things down, which he revealed to him, of course. and with the full support of Padre Pio, Luigi then proceeded to publish, this was in June 1968, his little booklet called Revelations of Jesus' Love. And now we can look at some things from this book, some excerpts from the book of one of the messages that were revealed to Luigi. So we have to say thanks to Padre Pio for preparing Luigi that we got these revelations. These words of our Lord Jesus Christ to Luigi Gaspari, this was on the 22nd of February 1968. This is what Jesus says. I was, I am your God. To help you understand that I am your truest and most sincere friend, I became man just like you. I ask you to be my friend. Jesus, we could say, is asking that of all of us, isn't he? And I will show you the greatest, the truest, and the most sincere friendship. Wow. To take away your fear of me, I became man just like you. Why would you be afraid of me? Was I not, and am I not still a man? It is true that I am also God, but I am also truly human. That is why I understand all of man's weaknesses. And then our Lord continues, well, I would like to tell you above all that I'm truly your friend. What do you think of this? Do you want me as a friend? I accept your friendship and I give you my perfect friendship in return. And then our Lord continues and he gives us a number of points. And he says this, now you must listen to all I tell you. And these can be applied to each one of our lives. That's why I published the book so that we'd know what our Lord had said to him. Always remember to call me your dearest friend. And the next point, remember that I am your God when you need great help or great favor from your greatest and most powerful friend. So he's both our friend as man and he's God, and we get the benefits of both. And the next point, I am your human friend to always be with you as your dearest and most beloved friend. I desire to be your God, to give you all that only a God friend can give. Therefore, keep me as your favorite friend, and in return, as a simple and genuine friend, I give you all that you would not ask of me as God. So there's a certain benefit from him, not just being God, but being our direct friend. We can ask him these questions directly. Next point, your sincere friendship is my joy. And to make our friendship agreement or pact, if you like, simpler and even more personal, even forget that I'm your God. Direct your words and thoughts to me as one who turns to a friend. In this confidence and friendship between people, our understanding will be complete and perfect. When you speak to me, do as you would to a human friend, to any other friend. I want to feel that your friendship is true and sensible. My happiness is so great that as a person, I will do the impossible to give you all the love that only a God can give. Always love me and think of me as man, I, your human friend. As true man, I will reply and give you as a friend of man all that your God can give. I am a person who loves you as only God truly knows how to love. I am a powerful person who loves to share all his power with his friends. I am your friend with all my heart. Although I am great, I have made myself small in order to live in the love of your small heart. So God makes himself small so he can live in our hearts. It's very beautiful. You are my friend, the friend of the man who becomes God when the mighty intervention of God is required in order to defend his faithful friendship forever from other predatory people. So he's our friend, but he can be exactly, but he has all the power of God. When it is needed, he will use it. So what can we take home from this talk? Well, we can see Padre Pio's incredible gift of discernment in the confessional. He saw that Luigi Gaspari in the future needed to be prepared for these visions, and he went ahead and prepared him. And thanks to this, we have these beautiful books from Luigi Gaspari. And we also see from this how God really loves us, how Jesus loves us. He became man so he could be our friend, but he's still God. So we have the benefits of both worlds, so to speak. And please continue watching. We have our most popular videos, a video especially for you, and a video on how to enroll for this coming Friday's Mass Prayer Intentions. Please do enroll.